You're listening to Vatican Radio.
European Union President Donald Tusk has warned that there are just 2 months left to prevent the possible collapse of the EU's passport-free Schengen zone. Stefan Baas reports.
The president of the EU's European Council, Donald Tusk, told European lawmakers that the 28-nation bloc has just 2 months to sort out its migration policy. He acknowledged that the EU spent most of last year to cope with the arrival of more than 1 million refugees, but that few policies were having a real impact. Referring to comments made by the Dutch Prime Minister, Tusk expressed concerns about the future of the EU's passport-free travel area, known as the Schengen zone.
I share the sentiment expressed by Prime Minister Rutte that we have no more than 2 months to get things under control. The statistics over the Christmas period are not encouraging, with over 2,000 arrivals to the EU per day. The March European Council will be the last moment to see if our strategy works. If it doesn't, we will face grave consequences such as the collapse of Schengen.
His remarks came while several countries announced tougher border controls. Austria's interior ministry said Tuesday it would tighten entry requirements later this week for migrants. Only those seeking asylum in Austria or neighboring Germany will be allowed to enter the country. That prompted foreign ministers from Slovenia and nearby Serbia to warn that if Austria scales down the influx of refugees, it would cause a domino effect and collapse down the so-called Balkan migrant corridor. Serbia also said that migrants won't be allowed to return to Serbia if turned back elsewhere. Additionally, representatives of neighboring Hungary, as well as the Czech Republic, Poland and Slovakia, known as the Visegrad 4 Group, said Tuesday they rejected the plan to distribute as many as 160,000 migrants fleeing war and poverty among the EU member states. Hungary and Slovakia have already challenged the EU plan in court. It remains unclear whether the European Union is united enough to overcome these sharp differences. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.